Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. VDH has the whole California crack up thing. He's got it down all the way until he gets to the end to say that, well, even if we wanted to secede, we can't because we'd have to have a constitutional amendment, blah, blah, blah. No, you wouldn't. No state needs permission from Congress to leave the Union. Remember, we've covered this 154,000 times here on this show, and I'm happy to cover it 154,001. The federal union is a compact. How do you make a compact? Parties enter into it voluntarily. Okay, what does that mean, Mike? That means that if you voluntarily entered into it, you can voluntarily exit. Mr. Church, please, no. No. Yes, you can. As a matter of fact, I don't promote this book anymore, but that doesn't mean that it's not worth reading. Go to my website, mikechurch.com/books, and go get yourself a copy of the best book ever written on the subject. As a matter of fact, the book is so good that no one ever bothered to what, maybe they thought about it, but they never completed it. No one ever answered the argument. And it's the argument made by, or in the book, is Davis a traitor? Was there a constitutional right to secession previous to the War of 1861? Albert Taylor Bledsoe is the author. And it is the most complete legal refutation, just absolutely demolishes the argument against secession. Now, I fully do not expect California or any other state to take advantage of this. If history is our guide, no state has. The closest that this has come to actually coming to fruition was Vermont's flirtation with it, and they still are flirting with it back in the 90s, and the Alaska Independent Party, maybe, and some rumblings in northern upstate New York, where what used to be, I guess you would call it the Iroquois Territory, it's now part of New York, not New York City. New York City, just upstate New York. As a matter of fact, Bill Kaufman writes about another great book that you could get is Bye Bye Miss American Empire. And Kaufman writes about the four serious attempts to secede since 1861. Texas Nationalist Party, Vermont Independent, I think it's Vermont Independence Party. It's not Vermont Independence Party. It'll come to me in a moment. The Alaskan Independence Party. I do know that. And upstate New York. They're chronicled in the books. Matter of fact, they had a convention back in 2010 or 2011 to talk about it. But Hansen is just all wet when it comes to the question of secession. Now, I think that if California is dumb enough to leave the union, and I say dumb enough, not that they get anything out of it, but they're going to go broke. They're going to get a bailout, aren't they? No, they're not going to get a bailout. We don't have any money to bail anybody out. Now, they think they're going to get a bailout. And that's the only reason that they're staying in right now, is because of the fact that they're feeding at the federal trough. And if you cut the federal trough off, they're really in trouble. Anyways, Hansen's rundown of California's woes, though, is spot on. And I wrote about this in a pile of prep today. California was populated with cannibals and barbaric, savage natives. True story. There's actually a book. Cunningham, if you're listening, text me the title of the book because you sent it to me once upon a time. Of course, I'm speaking about... Oh, by the way, Christopher made a preview of Sunday sermon that we're going to play later on in the broadcast because not enough of you are tuning in to Sermon Sunday. And I know a lot of you are in the car and you have absolutely no excuse to not be tuning in to Sermon Sunday. We got, what, 8 full hours of new sermons that you just uploaded for this cycle? 20 hours of new... So you don't even have to have a repeat in there. 20 hours. Plus, you'll also get the benefit of, since I do the announcements for every noon mass at St. Jane on Sundays here in Abita Springs, I always include a little history lesson on who's the saint of the day. So, you know, I start 5 minutes before the mass is going to start so I can get it in. I'm going to start recording those. We're going to slide them on into Sermon Sunday. Just give you another reason to check it out. But anyways, California was domesticated by Dominicans and Franciscan friars and priests. They have entire cities named for them, entire cities named for their orders, and entire areas named for Catholic saints. Of course, one of the most famous is Father Junipero Serra, who is, I believe his case is up. I'm not sure that he was canonized, but his case is up. Just to mention one, San Francisco. What is that? St. Francis. By the way, today is the feast day of St. Clair. Vast parts of Canada were colonized by Franciscans and Claritans. No, not the anti-allergenic pill. I think they're called Claritans. And St. Clair is a city, I believe it's on the Canadian-Michigan border. And there's Lake St. Clair. There's all kinds of St. Clairs. I love the story of St. Clair. And I was thinking about it when I before I did my rosary this morning. I always look to see who the saint of the day is so I can ask a little intention. And today is St. Clair. There's a movie that was made back in the 1950s. It's a black and white. It's made. It's all Italian. And it's in Italian, rather, and it's subtitled. They didn't spend a lot of money making it, and they actually have Franciscan friars playing some of the roles of St. Francis's monks. It's a charming little film. I wish I could remember the name of it. But there's a scene in the movie where Claire comes to visit Francis. Because, you know, they both came from the town of Assisi, and they were both very well off, and both went, "Pah, you're going to have your money, dude. Not interested." But there's a scene where the sisters, brothers, come to visit the brothers, sisters, at the monastery that Francis was building outside of Assisi. And one of the little monks, I actually think his name was, I say little, he was short, Junipero, comes running from into the monastery yelling at the top of his lungs, "Fratres, fratres, chiara, chiara, chiara." The brothers, brothers, Claire's coming, Claire's coming. It's a great little, it's a great little sequence. But anyways, today is the... Did Celeste do St. Clair? I didn't get a chance to listen to the news. I'm sure she did. So today is the feast day of St. Clair. How did I get on this? Oh, California. Just look at any of the names of the of anywhere in California. As a matter of fact, I can't believe that the brothers and sisters of Bagul, the child-eating demon, that they haven't had entire campaigns to strip towns of names. San Bernardino, for example. St. Bernard. Anyways, most people don't know this. And there are dozens and dozens of stories of monks and priests and friars. They were martyred. They were killed by the unthankful natives in California. Nonetheless, it was claimed, that land was claimed for Christ. I mean, just look at the names. As a matter of fact, you can't go from all the way from Oregon all the way down to Baja. You can't go 50 miles as you trace it on a map without hitting a city named for a saint. And now look at California today. California is about $1 trillion in the hole with their pension system. They're going to go belly up. They don't have the money. People are fleeing in droves. As a matter of fact, I wrote about this in today's Pile of Prep, that California used to be like the land of dreams, man. When I was a kid, growing up in the late 60s and the early 70s, California was still, man, if you got to move to California, man, you had it happening. Remember the TV show Chips? California Highway Patrol? One of the reasons it was so popular is because of the beautiful scenery that was filmed against. Anyways, Hansen writes about this, and California's woes are, if you want a case study in what happens when you go totally all in secular, and then you try and have some form of a democracy, you get California. And it's a disaster. It's an unmitigated human disaster. And it's going to implode. It's going to go broke. And when it does, you want to talk about a shot heard around the world, brother, sister? Well, that's one.